Wow, right? Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to PCC, where we are worshiping Jesus Christ, we're living out God's love, and we're transforming community by the Holy Spirit. I am really glad you're here. I'm really glad Looney's Fortune's here. This is just this is excellent. We went from being set free in our sermon series to a month of gratitude, and now we're rolling into Advent season, and I couldn't be happier. I couldn't be more encouraged. And actually, this first candle is the candle of hope. And I need some hope, right? I don't know. I need to be pulled out of some stuff. There's all kinds of stuff in your orders of worship. And don't miss a Sunday. That's my advice to anyone. And start the devotional today. There's a Henry Nouwen devotional that we have for free. Make sure you grab that. It's O Come, O Come, Emmanuel. That's the name of it. I'm going to be preaching out of it all Advent season and Christmas Eve. We have that Festival of Carols. Danny blows off the roof of this place with some worship music, like Christmas carols, rock and roll style. And then the week after that, we have CCCC, Doc Melton and his choir is going to be leading a presentation. And then we have the PCC small ensemble, the 22nd, and then Christmas Eve is at 1. We won't be lighting any candles because the sun will be probably right over the church, but it'll still be a special Christmas Eve service, which hopefully you can come out for. Anything else I'm doing announcements-wise? I wanted to just pause for a moment and praise God for Carlina and the Byrne family, the Macy family and the Byrne family for Operation Christmas Child. They brought in 2,235 of those shoeboxes. Think of all those kids those lives being transformed forever, possibly. That's the hope, right? Prayed over. God is good. Amen?
Amen?
Would you stand with me and I will call us to worship from Psalm. Let's see what Psalm I'm calling us to worship from. Psalm 25, and I'll be reading out of the King James Version. And before that, I just want to mention we're going to stay standing and join Looney's Fortune in singing Come Thou Long Expected Jesus. Hymn number 168. Mine eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the net. Let's worship the God who saves us from ourselves and from suffering and misery by singing.
Good morning, PCC, and happy Sunday.
We are the Barajas family. This is?
Blake.
This is Cody and my husband Alex, and I am Jay. We wanted to share a time where God gave us hope. Although we have a few instances, we will only share our most recent one. Over the last few months, we have noticed that Blake was continuously complaining about pain. After a few doctor's appointments, we realized the diagnosis was incorrect. Then one weekend found that Blake was not herself. After 2 days on the couch, I finally called the doctor, and they wanted to see her immediately as her symptoms were considered high priority. After the grueling task of facing the dreaded blood test that no parent wants to go through with their kids, x-rays and ultrasounds, we waited for the results. As the day progressed and results started to come in, many of the major screenings came back better than expected. About 48 hours after all the tests were reviewed and completed, we got the final call from the doctor that they finally diagnosed her, and she can start the healing process. To this day, we are still experiencing hope as each day she is getting better and better. This experience has brought us closer to God with praying and leaning on our faith. Blake would like to read from Romans 15, 13. You want me to, you don't want to read? I'm going to read. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Thank you very much.
Congregation, please stand and join me and Looney's Fortune in singing Good Christian Men Rejoice, hymn number 177.
Good Christian men rejoice with heart and soul and voice. Give ye heed to what we say. News, news, Jesus Christ is born today. Ox and ass is fed and now. He is in the manger now. Christ is born today. Christ is born today. Good Christian men rejoice with heart and soul and voice. Now ye hear of endless bliss. Joy, joy, Jesus Christ was born for this. He has opened heaven's door and man is blessed evermore. Christ was born for this. Christ was born for this. Good Christian men rejoice with heart and soul and voice. Now ye need not fear the grave. Peace, peace, Jesus Christ was born to save. Calls one and calls you all to gain his everlasting hall. Christ was born to save. Christ was born to save. Thank you.
Congregation, would you please stand with me and join me and Looney's Fortune in singing, O Come, Emmanuel.
Child is this, isn't it? Okay. Sorry. It's too much music. Where's Cornell when we need him?
Such mean a state where ox and ass are Christian fear for sinners here. The silent word is pleading. Nails, nails shall pierce him through. The cross be borne for me, for you. Hail, hail the word made flesh, the babe, the son of Mary. So bring him incense, gold and myrrh, come peasant. Joy, joy, for Christ is born, the babe, the Son of Mary.
Anybody hear that buzz? Is that this thing?
It's gone.
Okay, good. I could listen to this music all day long. That's one of the best versions of "O Come, E Come, Emmanuel" I've ever heard. Beautiful. Yeah, we don't have a lot. Advent, the season of arrival. We celebrate the first arrival, where we learned last week where Jesus dealt with sin. His first arrival was all about dealing with our sin and getting our right relationship with God, the Father. Since we got the Holy Spirit and we enter into the kingdom of God simply by making Jesus the King of our lives, we're set free. And today we're pausing and celebrating as we roll into Advent, hope. Hope. What a powerful word, what a powerful concept. Hope. When's the last time in your life it seemed hopeless? But then right at the right moment, not before. Why, oh God, don't you do it before? Right? Not after, just right on time, hope rolls in. That was an amazing story, Jay. Exactly that, right? Not before. We still have to see our kids go through blood tests. Not after. It's not detrimental. It's not right on time, hope. Our text this morning comes from Isaiah, and it's chapter 7. I'm going to read the 17 verses, the first 17 verses. When Ahaz, son of Jotham, the son of Uzziah, the king of Judah, King Rezin of Aram, and Pekah, son of Remaliah, king of Israel, matched up to fight against Jerusalem, but they could not overpower it. Now the house of David was told, Aram has allied itself with Ephraim. So the hearts of Ahaz and his people were shaken, as the trees of the forest were shaken by the wind, are shaken by the wind. Then the Lord said to Isaiah, go out, you and your son, Shear Jashub, to meet Ahaz at the end of the aqueduct at the upper pool on the road to the landowner's field. Say to him, be careful, keep calm, and don't be afraid. Do not lose heart because these smoldering stubs of firewood, because the fierce anger of Rezin and Aram and the son of Remaliah, Aram, Ephraim, the Remaliah's son, have plotted your ruin, saying, let us invade Judah. Let us tear it apart and divide it among ourselves and make the son of Tabeel king over it. Yet this is what the sovereign Lord says. It will not take place. It will not happen. For the head of Aram is Damascus, and the head of Damascus is only Rezin. Within 65 years, Ephraim will be too shattered by a people. And the head of Ephraim is Samaria, and the head of Samaria is only Remaliah's son. If you do not stand firm in your faith, you will not stand at all. Again, the Lord spoke to Ahaz, ask the Lord your God for a sign, whether in the deepest depths or in the highest heights. But Ahaz said, I will not ask. I will not put the Lord to the test. Then Isaiah said, hear now, you house of David, it is not enough to try the patience of humans. Will you try the patience of my God also? Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and he will call him Emmanuel. He will be eating curds and honey when he knows enough to reject the wrong and choose the right. For before the boy knows enough to reject the wrong and choose the right, the land of the two kings you dread will be laid waste. The Lord will bring on you and your people and on the house of your father a time unlike any since Ephraim broke away from Judah. He will bring the kingdom of Assyria. This is the word of the Lord. Let me unpack this. There was a lot of weird words, right? And there's a lot of weird towns. It starts with by setting the date and the time and the background. This is what's on the front page of the newsletter. This is what's on the front page of LA Times. It's 733 BC. These people are the kings of these places, and they are all gathering to take out Jerusalem. They are all gathering to take out the people of God. And then God gets wicked specific. The Lord says to Isaiah, go out to you and your son. You always forget that. Isaiah's got his boy with him. Makes it human. Here comes Isaiah and his son. Where should we meet him? Should we meet him at the 7-Eleven down the road, or should we meet him at Jack in the Box? No. Meet Ahaz at the end of the aqueduct of the upper pool on the road to Lundierer's Field. How specific is that, right? Go to right here. Punch in this address into your MapQuest. walk to right here and say this. Now, what does he say? He first describes the situation. Oh, Ahaz, it's a lot worse than you thought. We got this guy over here. He's gathering all these people. We got this guy over here. You don't even know about him. He's gathering all these people. They're all coming to break it apart. Okay, I like that. Interactive. We're locked and loaded. I get it. Okay. What does Isaiah say? What does God say through Isaiah? And this is our first application for right now. Calm down. Because remember, it says you guys are shaking like leaves. You're shaking like the trees in the wind. PCC, calm down. Relax. Take a breath. Woosah. That's what my older brother always says. Woosah. I don't know what language that is, or if it's just one of his things that he made up. Woosah. God is going to take care of it. But there's one crucial ingredient. What is it? Faith. He says in verse 9, basically, if you don't stand by faith, you're not going to stand. If you don't stand by faith, you're not going to stand. And then he says, what does he say? He says, use your mouth. Doesn't matter if it's from the mountaintops. Doesn't matter if it's in your heart of hearts and you're alone in a closet somewhere. Ask God for help. If anybody walking in here and is feeling a little hopeless, this is just a mathematical equation. This is just a recipe to follow to get to a place where you have hope. What is it? It's first, calm down, take a breath. Second, get alone with God, get on top of a mountain, ask for help. Link yourself with the God of the universe. Talk to him, listen to him. And then you can hear Isaiah, because the modern church is very similar. The modern church, myself included, Ahaz wants to put on this like false humility, right? He says, no, I don't want to bother God. I don't want to bother God. You can almost hear Isaiah's anger come out after that. No, you're not bothering God. This is what God wants. This is what God needs. This is why God made you. Talk to him. Open your mouth. Get it out. Talk to him. Listen to him. You can hear his frustration. Am I the only one who can hear his frustration? Maybe I'm the only one. But then, not after, right on time. God says, I'm going to bring you a Messiah. I'm going to bring you a Messiah. And in less than 35 years, the people of God will be in a place that they've never been before. That's in context. That's in context. That's what happens. If you read history books, that's absolutely what happens. You ever... You ever experience you want to listen to a radio station, but it seems to be a little weaker than the radio station right next to it? You know, you're going through the dial, and there's actually a UCI station that comes out of UCI that I absolutely love, but since it comes from UCI, I don't know if the radio antenna is just on somebody's car, or it's really hard to get right there in the middle. And it's right next to it is like a mariachi station, and right the other way is like this jazz station that's always, like it's always like crazy jazz stuff. And I'm always trying to dial it in. The reason I bring that to mind is Isaiah is talking about that moment. He's talking about the people of God being saved from their current problems. They're under attack and the darkness is there. The giants are bigger. We're going to lose this. That's the context. And he's saying, okay, there's going to be a Messiah. And he gives them a title, God with us. Emmanuel. I was watching television the other day. It was actually a show called, what was the name of that show? Fire Country or Fire? We're run out of TV. Anyway, we're watching this show, Fire Country, and this woman has had an explosion happen in her garage, and all of her jewelry, like she, for some reason, she had a bunch of her heirlooms and jewelry in the garage, and it's all blown over the front yard, and she's cleaning it up, and all of a sudden, the fire chief, who happens to be a woman, comes alongside of her and says, you shouldn't be doing this alone. That's God with us. That's the people of God back then they shouldn't be going through this battle. That's the people of God here, right now, going through whatever you're going through. You shouldn't be going through this alone. And God says through Isaiah, there's a man coming. And his title is God with us. We're not going to be alone from here on out. It's that radio station breaking through. It's coming all the way forward. And then he says in the Hebrew, this God with us is going to be born of an Alma. In the Hebrew, Alma. What does Alma usually mean? Virgin. People of God in that setting, what? Right? It can also mean young woman. So the 35 years from then that the Messiah was, that saved, was born of a young woman. Like everybody else, actually. But born of a virgin. It's the radio station coming through. It's Isaiah's, this conduit. He's preaching to these people, and he's preaching to us here today. It's like he's turned on the news, and he's seen all the horrible things that are going on, all the natural disasters, and all the leaders in power that are fighting each other, and all the wars, and all the turmoil. And it's not before, and it's not after, but it's right on time. God is with us. That's what this Advent is all about. In the Nouwen's devotional, he ushers us into Advent, focusing on that 14th verse in Isaiah 7. And I'll just read that verse again. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Look, the young woman is with child and shall bear a son and shall name him Emmanuel. Nouwen writes this, the one who stayed with us in the past and will return to us in the future becomes present to us in that precious moment in which memory and hope touch each other. Do you need me to repeat that? I think I do. The one who stayed with us, that's Jesus, right? Remember, the first Advent ended with that. The death, crucifixion, resurrection of Jesus our Christ. The one who stayed with us in the past and will return to us in the future. He's coming back. That's the second Advent. That's his second arrival. We also celebrate that during this season. We keep our heads up. Both of those two things meet in a precious moment. And we remember, well, there will be the Lord's Supper stuff right here. We still haven't brought it in the room. But eventually, we'll be remembering. And we'll have hope. And those two will touch together. And that's Advent, hope. I don't think I need to repeat any of the applications, right? Everybody was listening. Jim, you awake? Yeah, he's awake. He's smiling too. I will say, as we're approaching and moving towards the table, I'd like to invite myself included, everyone in this room, to experience Advent new this year. Go back to the beginning. Go back to what maybe your childhood selves, maybe your adult self, when you first realized that Jesus is your Messiah. Jesus is your hope. And as we come and prepare our hearts for breaking bread together, being united in Holy Communion, be remembering those moments when you were saved. That hope arrived right on time. As we continue in worship, I'm going to call for the offering. And then, so I'm going to wait for a second to let ushers get into place. I'm going to, do you see how many times I almost tripped on this rug? I'm going to take the long way, just in case. And like I said, as we continue in worship, let's remember the hope that has been given to us through the elements and starting preparing our hearts and our minds right now to partake. But let's also remember those moments that God showed up right on time. This morning's tithes, offerings, and gifts are now received.
Amen.
Thank you. I've never sound that. I consider myself part of the band when we sing with them, and I've never sounded that good, right? Man, such a gift. Here's my heart, Lord, take and seal it. That's such a sentence to be reflecting on as we come towards this table. Would you join me in a word of prayer? Heavenly Father, precious Lord Jesus, powerful Spirit, take our hearts and seal it. Fetter our wandering hearts to you. We come to you this morning. Some of us in need of some serious hope. Some of us are in that hope spot, and we just need to be reminded of how good and how great you are, God. I pray that you would take these ideas, take these prayers, and seal them on our hearts as we break this bread. Raise this table up. Raise us up as your people. And all God's people said. On the night before Jesus was betrayed, he gathered around the disciples. He gathered them all. And they're serving the Passover meal. And he held up unleavened bread. And he said, you know, this is not in there, but he might have said this. He paraphrased, you know, this used to be the bread that was unleavened because we had to get out of our homes. We were rescued from our slavery so fast that we couldn't wait for the bread to rise. But he says with his 12, I'm making a new covenant with my new people. My new people. This is no longer that bread. This is an outward sign of an inward reality. This is my body broken for you. In the same way, he lifted up the cup. And he said, this was the blood that went over the doorpost that saved the youngest or the firstborn male of all the Jewish households. The angel of death passing over. He said, this is a new covenant with my new people. This is my blood shed for the forgiveness of their sins. And I just want to say a brief word about these new people in which we are a part of. This is the Lord's table. This isn't a Presbyterian table. This isn't my table. This isn't a PCC table. This is the Lord's table. And the only requirement to approach this table is need. You have to confess, you have to admit, I can't do it on my own. Paul later adds the words to the Corinthian folk, the Corinthian church. He says, as often as we, and he's talking to us, PCC, as often as we eat of this bread and drink of this cup, we proclaim we are members of the kingdom of God, that Jesus is our Lord. We proclaim that we are new creations. The old has gone and the new has come. We proclaim a new identity, wiped clean as individuals and as a people. We also proclaim he's coming back for each and every one of us. That's me included. That's a pretty good day right there. We're going to take communion, you know, like on cooking shows. I've served chicken two ways. We're going to take communion two ways. And for those of you that don't want to come forward and partake using intinction, we're going to start with you. We're going to peel back that plastic little thingy and pull out the wafer. And this is actually really easy for me. I'm just taking it hard just so, you know, I'm just kidding. It's really difficult. Okay. This is the body of Christ broken for you. Take, eat. Really pretty. This is the cup of salvation, the cup of Christ. Take, drink. And for those who would like to take via intinction, I will invite my sister Carol Applegate forward to help me. And we have a gluten-free option. And we have a gluten-full option. And simply rip off a piece of whichever you would like. Dip it in the cup. Come, for the table is ready. Thank you. I'll give you 2 hours to stop that. Man, that is so beautiful. Let's praise God together. Let me pray. God, I just thank you again for saving us from the mire, from plucking us from the pits that we were in and the pits we were in as a people. I pray that you would meet those that walk in here who are lacking your hope. I pray that you would pour your hope into their lives. I pray that you would make this a new Advent season. We lift up our fellow countrymates. We are grateful for those who serve in our militaries. I pray that you would keep them safe. We have hurting amongst our congregation. I pray that you would heal. We have those that are being hit by this Advent season, and it feels more like a season of loss. I pray that you would comfort those of us that need to be comforted. Most of all, we praise you and thank you for sending your one and only Son, Jesus the Christ, so that we don't have to do it alone. I pray that you would walk us through in such a way this season as to bring a light to this world that is so desperately needed. Here we are, Lord, send us. And all God's people said. I'll give us a benediction. We'll do the Lord's Prayer like PCC does. There'll be a postlude. I would definitely recommend sitting around and listening to that. And then move over to the Fellowship Hall where the celebration continues. And there's all kinds of beautifully decorated tables, just to see what that's about. But for now, would you put your hands out if you feel comfortable doing so and receive this morning's benediction. May God's face shine upon you. May the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit guard and keep you. And may the peace of Christ, the peace that passes all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds today, tomorrow, this week, this month, this year, and forevermore. Let it be so. Amen.
Thy name.
Thank you. Just in case you don't know, I've been a part of this service since the 1990s with different groups, but I've been with it. So it's very special to us. I'm going to cry. Thank you for letting us come and share this with you. Thank you.